I started with Mona Lisa. I'm really happy to leave her or it out, but it's unavoidable. And DNA, which I'd written about for the 50th anniversary of the publication, I'd written about for Nature, where the original publication occurred. So they picked themselves. I then thought, why not do a book on icons? I couldn't quite think nobody had done it. Anyway, nobody had. And I drew up lists, basically just long lists without any particular shape or purpose behind them other than lists. And I talked to people. I said, what are your iconic images? I then thought, how do you organize this? There's no point in discussing large numbers of images in a kind of amorphous way. So at a certain point, they crystallize around types. There were types which were kind of abstract graphic symbols, like the cross, which also, of course, has lots of figurative aspects to it. There's an animal like the lion, so it dropped down into types. A photograph, which is Kim Fook running down the road napalmed. Two from science, as it seemed to me that in 20th century that science had produced major iconic images, which hadn't so much happened with science before. So it crystallized around 11 types. I'm not saying there are any 11 types or these are ideal, but it also helped because in each type you could say, well, my chosen image stands a decent chance of being the most well known.